The Algerian army have reportedly managed to take control of a gas field compound in the country's southern desert after launching a raid to rescue the hostages held there by an armed group linked to Al-Qaeda. There are conflicting reports, though, as to the outcome of the raid. Algeria's interior minister, Daho Ould Kablir, claims that the militants who assaulted a gas field in the Ilizi province were from Libya and that 15 of them were killed in the assault. Earlier, the Algerian news agency reported that 4 hostages had been freed, including 2 Britons, 1 Frenchman and a Kenyan national, while an unspecified number of people were killed in the rescue raid. They also claim, though, that nearly 600 Algerian workers held at the gas plant were released. However, there are conflicting reports of heavy loss of life in the raid, with AP saying that 35 hostages and 15 kidnappers have been killed. Well, the European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton said they were working on getting verification about what happened during the operation.
Information is coming in. We need to verify quite a lot of that information. And of course, we're in touch with our member states who are most concerned about this. They have individuals there and, of course, with Algeria itself.
The French President François Hollande said the situation in Algeria further justifies the intervention in Mali.
Ce qui se passe en Algérie.
What's happening in Algeria justifies even more the decision I took in the name of France to come and help Mali, in compliance with the chapter of the United Nations and at the request of the president of the country.
The hostage-taking came after the Islamists had vowed to retaliate for France's military intervention in Mali.